Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Won't you give the Lord a hand of praise right now? Hallelujah. Come on, God has just made a visitation in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, God has just confirmed. God just confirmed. Amen. God has just spoken to this church. Come on, God has the precise gift for you today. Hallelujah. Come on, God is here today. He has the precise gift for you today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's some still not convinced of it. Amen. You may be seated. Just a moment. I'm telling you just what the Lord spoke today. God, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. The sledges would be here. The Lord, at the beginning of the service, we started talking. When I introduced them, I talked about the gifts and the purposes of God, about dominion. God has, there's two things in the Word of God, dominion and relationship. When you have dominion yourself and you're the king of your life, you're going to mess your life up.
Amen.
And a man could be king, and if he has no relationship, it's no good. But when God is number one and you have a relationship with God, everything balances out. The message that this morning right here, amen. Brother Neil, run up here and read the title to what the Lord gave me. Amen. I felt and God confirmed it today. I'm not going to preach it, but I'm going to share it with you.
The dove that wouldn't fly right.
The dove that would not fly right.
Come on.
You know who that dove was? You ever heard of a man named Jonah? Jonah meant dove. As a pigeon, you know the carrier pigeon? Or the dove that is sent with a message? God gave Jonah a message. But Jonah knew that Nineveh were not Jewish people. They were different culture, different things. And Jonah, in his prejudice and in his mindset, said, no, I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to Tarshish. Tarshish was the furthest country to the west, as far as he could go west, to get away from what God had for him. The dove that was supposed to take the gospel, the message, to take God to these people, God was ready for them to repent. Jonah had a problem. Got a ticket. He bought a ticket to go far as he can away from where God wanted him to go. It's crazy. You can't outrun God. Because if you read the scripture, amen, God began to work on Jonah. Amen. And when Jonah started going away from God, he went down. He went down to Joppa. He went down into the ship. He went down into the sides of the ship. He went down into the sea. And God knew how to get his attention. The dove that wouldn't fly right. Have you ever been going down the road? GPS. Have you ever used a GPS and it told you? And me and GPS don't get along. But I have a program called Waves that tells me there may be a police or obstruction of the road or a car on the side of the road. My GPS, as I was traveling the other day, going to Carson's graduation, said, get in the right lane. I ignored it. It said, move to the right lane, second time. And then the third time, it says, debris in the left lane ahead. It was telling me to get to the right lane because I couldn't see what was ahead. God, amen, wants us to get in the right lane. God wants us to get in the right lane. And many times, God's GPS, God's purpose and strategy for your life, we don't want. We want it our way. God is speaking to this church. God has a purpose for your life. God has a call for your life. And you think, well, no, the call's for the pulpit. No, the call's for the church. God wants you to be used and be an instrumental for his kingdom. Jonah, God has a purpose for you. God has a message. And that was what I was going to preach today. All what Jonah had to go through to finally say yes to God. Do you know that until Jonah finally said yes to God, when Jonah spoke to God, when Jonah finally talked to God, God talked to the whale. He commanded the whale to regorge or to regurgitate Jonah, and it happened on dry land. And Jonah went and preached the gospel or preached repentance to the people of Nineveh, and the whole city and the king repented. I want to tell somebody today, amen, God wants to use your life. Quit running and doing your own thing. Amen. If you're not living for God, you're miserable. You're a dove that's flying the wrong way. You're in the wrong lane. Amen. You always get your feathers ruffled. You always get your problems before you. Remember, first of all, you're a messenger for the King of Kings. God has a purpose. God wants to use you. Stand with me. You see why God spoke this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be the dove that takes, amen, this gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Quit being a grumpy. Quit being one that finds fault with everything. Amen. Oh, Jonah began to charge everything around him. Amen. He began to fuss at everything. He began to blame everything. What will it take for God to get your attention? God so much wants you. You see, God don't only just speak to you, but God will speak to a whole nation of people. The domino effect, because when somebody obeys the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You've having a problem getting rid of something in your life. Maybe your disobedience. The whole problem with Jonah, he was disobedient. If you're being disobedient, whether it's disobedient to the church, the pastor, or God, is still disobedient. You better get your disobedience in order. Because hear me today, you don't want to take the ride that Jonah took. Amen. It was crazy because God sent a storm that even the people, the sailors that knew many storms that they've been through, they knew that it was a divine storm. Why? Because they started praying to their gods and their God didn't answer. The captain went down into the hold and found Jonah asleep. Oh, yeah, the devil and self let you sleep through a divine storm. And the world has the ability to wake you up and say there's something about you. Pray to your God. You're the key. You're the dove. And Jonah went up and they started casting lots. They started casting lots using their device to say which one of us. They knew it was a divine. They got rid of all the stuff in the boat, but they knew there was somebody on the boat that wasn't connected to the divine way of God. And the lot fell on Jonah. And they gave Jonah an opportunity. Jonah should have jumped in the water himself, but he said, cast me into the water. And what happened? And God prepared a great fish. There's a means of salvation. Amen. What does God have to do to get your attention and to get you to be what he's called you to be? My Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. The Lord spoke to us today. Thank you, Brother Sledge. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right now. Amen. Come on, saint of God. Somebody's got to say yes to God today. Come on. God, somebody needs to mean yes to God. Amen. Somebody needs to get rid of some things that are hindering your life. Hallelujah. Don't be a silly dove. You've got the message of God. You've got the anointing of God when you follow the lamp and the light of God. Somebody needs to obey the Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah. Come on. God's not done in this service. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, saint, right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Young person, lift your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach up to God today. Somebody needs to say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, you've done things your way. Amen. But I'm telling you, you need to open up and let God have his way in your life. Hallelujah. Come on, reach up to God. What does God have to do? Amen. What more does God have to say to you today? Hallelujah. Lord, here am I. Lord, your will be done. Thy word, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Come on, open your heart right now. Lord, I want your way. Hallelujah. I want your will. 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 I want your will.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Turn and pray with somebody right next to you right now. I want you to pray with them right now. Amen. Come on, I need you to find somebody. Amen. To pray. Maybe they're in front of you. Go ahead and pray with. Maybe they're behind you. Would you pray? Amen. I'm telling you, you need a serious. There's somebody here today. Amen. You keep going your direction. Amen. God will let you take a ride, friend. You can't escape out of until you finally say yes to God. Somebody, amen, is in a place they need to say yes to God today. Amen. You let frustrations, you let other things steal. Amen. Come on, steal from you the opportunity of the gospel and the anointing of God, your purpose. Come on, come on, pray and I'll talk to the Lord today. Come on, pastor feels an urgency of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's an urgency of the Holy Ghost. God's serious today about your soul. God is serious about your ways. Come on. He wants you to turn. He wants you to surrender. He wants your heart today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, talk to the Lord. Come on, I'm begging somebody today as a shepherd, as your pastor today. Come on, talk to God. Come on, surrender over to God. Say yes to God. Your foolishness is catching up with you. Come on, how much plainer does God have to be today? Amen, to the voices of men, amen, that are called ministers. Come on, your foolishness, your disobedience is supposed to catch up with you. Amen. Today, God has given you a beautiful opportunity to say yes completely. Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pray with that person now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the divine power of your spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the word of God. Come on, there's somebody today, if you're struggling, amen, and nobody's praying with you, you need to, amen, get out of your aisle, get out of your chair, get in the aisle. Amen, so if you need to come up here, come lift your hands and say, Pastor, help me pray. Amen, I'm battling, I'm in a situation, I need help today. Hallelujah. Come on, I can pray with you, but I can't do your praying for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your will. Have your way today, God, in my life. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's somebody else that needs to be up here as well. Amen. With us to pray. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed today when the Holy Ghost is moving. Amen. Come on. God's not trying to just embarrass you, but God is trying to save your soul and your purpose in life. Hallelujah. 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 You got hang-ups today? Come on. Hang them up today. Hang up your hang-ups. Amen. And obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got hang-ups? Come hang them up and say, God, I'm tired of them. I'm tired of my lousy excuses. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That oh Dios son alaya. Hallelujah. Come on, would you trust the Lord today? In you will I trust. In you will I trust. In you will I trust, oh God. In you will I trust, oh God. Hallelujah. In you will I trust, oh God. In you will I trust, oh God. In you I put my trust, oh God. In you I put my trust, oh God. Hallelujah. In you I put my trust, oh God. Come on, don't second guess God. Obey God. Hallelujah. You don't have to second guess. He's got a purpose for you. Come on, hallelujah. Under the shelter of his wings, hallelujah. Under the shadow of his wings, hallelujah. We stay right there, hallelujah. Every voice around us and every voice that is not of you, Lord God, help the Lord. Hallelujah, to push it aside. Hallelujah, yes to your purpose, yes to your will. Yes to your purpose and yes to your will, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands, saints of God? I need some hands lifted. Amen. Hallelujah. I need your help praying right now, the Lord. God Almighty, would you use us, Jesus? Come on, there's a call. There's an appointment, amen, of the Holy Ghost. There's an anointing that God wants to put on this church. He's already put on this church, but he wants it utilized. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of frustration, your time is over. We believe you, God. We lean on you, God, today. We lean on you today, God. We lean on you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. I trust you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Would you thank the Lord for his voice today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your voice, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, your touch, Jesus. Thank you, dear shepherd. Hallelujah. We love and we bless you. We praise you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Amen. I can't look at everybody in the eye, but can you look at me today? I want you to look at me. Amen. I want to just assure you, amen, God's not done with your life. God does want you to live for him. God has a purpose for you. Amen. This week I've asked God, I said, God, what's going on? What's up? The Lord said, I'm not done. You've worked hard. This church has worked very hard to reach. And God sees that. God sees every effort you're made. And sometimes, you, like Brother Sledge mentioned, we don't see everything happening that we feel should be happening. But God takes good record. And God has a right timing that he brings it to pass. All he's called you to do is do what you know what to do. Obey him. Keep his commandment, love, and keep letting your light shine. Intentionally reach, be a blessing, and you watch what God will do. Hallelujah. I felt that this week very strongly, and I feel it even now. God's ready. God's going to start giving and blessing. Amen. Because he's tested you, been through the test. Amen. And you can't get the testimony without the test. Are you thankful for the answers of God today? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's beautiful today. Amen. I love what the Lord has done. Thank you, Brother and Sister Sledge, for being with us. Amen. Let's give them a hand for choosing Nacogdoches. It was beautiful. Amen. Nobody knew they were coming, but the Lord in them. Amen. God has a purpose. God has a way. Amen. Ascending a messenger and a message. Amen. Hallelujah. The dove today, amen, the Lord released. Hallelujah. Because it had a message. Amen. And he didn't even know he was going to preach this morning. He didn't have a lick of notes. That's okay. When you got the message, that's what counts. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And our evening, what we're going to do at 5 in the evening, we'll meet in the third building for fellowship. And Sister Anna, tonight is what's chili. I mean, come tonight, and even you say, I don't like chili, don't want, come in fellowship. Amen. Come in fellowship with us. Amen. And if you don't want to eat, just come and sit down just for a little bit and just fellowship. Don't make other plans. This is for the church. And if you don't need fellowship, maybe somebody else does. Amen. Don't discount a time because your brother and sister is going to come or somebody's going to be here that needs you. Amen. Praise God. God bless you today. I love you. Let's go to heaven. Yes. See you at 5. Amen. God bless. Before you go, is there something, you know, my generation started doing something that's totally different. Totally different. And when somebody does something good, and when I was a kid, this is what they would do. Sister C, come on. Get more. Come on. When somebody did something good, we did, what is this right here? That's something new to this generation. My mom and them didn't do high fives. That was new. It came, I think, in my generation. I really hadn't researched it. But today, amen, I want you to give somebody a high five and say, victory belongs to the church. You see, a high five is when you clap with somebody else. Amen. Give them a high five and say, we're going to heaven. God bless you.